for today. Thought for today. Public violence begets violence. Public violence begets violence. You, this is a truism. And today I'm sitting here in the embassy. I'm sitting in the embassy chapel. We call this the cathedral. And in the cathedral, I'm wearing my mafia hat. It's just an old man's hat because the sun is shining right into my eyes. So Sylvie has been kind enough to go and get me a hat from my room to wear so that the sun doesn't shine in my eyes. Thank you, Sylvie. Now, public violence begets violence. Whenever we are unhappy with anybody or anything, we generate a certain electrical current. We generate a vibratory current which creates around it whatever the current is. And if people come in and laugh, ha 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 ha, oh boy, was that a fun time. Well, where were you? That sounds like it's great. You see, everybody gets the vibrations of happiness. And somebody comes in with a smile, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. You say, what are you so happy about? Oh, just everything. Look at the sun out there, and look at the grass growing, and the flowers blooming, and isn't it wonderful? Isn't life wonderful? Yeah, I guess so, you know, and pretty soon everybody else is smiling. And when people come in with an angry face, nobody really pays attention to it, but pretty soon everybody gets angry. People get irritated at each other. They get irritated at each other, not knowing why they're irritated at each other, because someone has brought a little irritation in. Now, Anita loves to ride horses. Anita thinks horses are just the most fun things to ride that you could ever want in your life. And so, when Anita gets on a horse, she usually likes to throw a blanket on or a saddle, and or ride bareback. But Anita threw the blanket down on the ground, brought it out of the tack room, and then she put the saddle down. And then she took the blanket and shook it and put it on the horse's back. And then she put the saddle on the horse's back. And then she climbed on the horse, and the horse threw her flying high through the air. And she said, wow, what did you do that for? And the horse says, did you check the blanket before you put it on my back? You had a foxtail in there. In fact, you had a number of them. Now, please check it. Well, you didn't have to be so violent about it. Well, yes, I did, because otherwise you'd pay no attention. You'd just ride it, and I'd get a sore on my back. So Anita takes the blanket off. Sure enough, here's a couple of foxtails. She had laid it on the ground right in a pile of foxtails and shook it, but the foxtails didn't come off. She didn't realize they were there. And she was creating a very violent situation for the horse, because the horse does not like to have things sticking into his back unless he knows what is sticking into his back. And even then he doesn't like to have things sticking into his back. Now, people are like this too. People don't always know what is sticking in there, what's getting into their craw, what's disturbing them. And so they go around acting quite unexpected and violent when we know of no reason for them to be violent. And we have to be very careful, because sometimes the slightest little remark can upset somebody's, I don't want to say normal equilibrium, because if you have a normal equilibrium, you can't be upset by some minor thing. But if someone says to somebody else, oh, you look terrible, or they say to somebody else, I guess you really shouldn't have gotten up this morning, you're sure in a bad mood, and then that makes the mood even worse, and the person gets very irritated at us and doesn't like us at all, now, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when we create this public violence, when we create this violence that brings more violence? How do we stem that tide? Well, our topic is public violence begets more violence. Now, how do we stem that tide? How do we stop that public violence? Well, let us look at the 9/11 situation, September 11th, where the Twin Towers got knocked down. And nobody mentions the Pentagon and all the lives that were lost in the Pentagon, too. or the White House that might have been hit but wasn't. But anyhow, some people were unhappy, and they thought the best way to talk about their unhappiness is to be violent. And so they created this violent situation. And so then we said, which country shall we make war with? Which country has caused this situation? We become more violent too. Violence begets violence. And so then we make all of our airports into a security situation because of these couple of guys that did that show at one time. Now, what if that show hadn't happened? Would the government had been so definite with the airports and making everything so tough? No. But why did they do that? Why have they made everything so tough? They made everything so tough because they're afraid. Violence has stimulated more violence. And people go through for instance, I went through the check thing at the airport, just the national airport, just from here to New York. And I walked through there. I thought I had everything out of my pockets that I didn't. And the guy says, you still ring. So I pulled it out, and take out your wallet. My key was in the wallet. I forgot about that, but anyhow. And then he said, okay. And then he said, now what else you got in there? And I said, I don't know. I reached in my pocket, and here was my pen, one of these little space pens, and the little thing for the extra battery for the telephone. And I forgot about that thing. I tucked it into my handkerchief because I didn't bring along this little carrier. And I said, oh, sorry. He said, okay, go ahead, But so checking, so careful, so afraid that something is going to happen. Now, you know the story. Anita was playing in the barn. And when she got done playing in the barn, she came out because somebody called her, Anita, what you doing? She came running out of the barn. Oh, hi. And then she forgot all about the barn door. And she went into the house with her friend, and they were talking away. And the next thing, somebody said, Anita, your horse is out. And he said, oh, my God. I got to go get my horse. Well, her horse walked out of the barn door because she left it open. So now she gets big locks and keys and nails and hammers and pounds the door shut because she doesn't want to leave the barn door open. Now she doesn't have the use of the barn door anymore. But it's so foolish. She locks the barn door after the horse is out. And it's her fault. She just has to remember to close the barn door. But she gets all upset about it. She gets all crazy about it. She says, oh, we got to make that barn door more secure. It was secure for years. Perfectly secure in its normal way of just closing it and opening it. You see, Anita's big problem. She never went to the monastery and learned the monastery house rules. If you open it, close it. Now, I said to Ellen the other day, Ellen, shame on you. She said, what did I do? I said, you're holding the door open for some apparition. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, you're the only person here on campus with me. Who are you holding the door open for? Well, Ingeborg. I said, no, there's no Ingeborg here. There's no Sylvia. There's no anybody else here. You're number one. You're alone. But, see, this. She didn't say the but I could sure hear it. She was in her heart saying, well, I got to be courteous to my other monks here at the monastery. And I said, there are no other monks here at the monastery. No. You see, when we forget where we are and who we are, then violence can come to us in many shapes. But when we remember who we are, there is no violence that can ever come to us. There is no violence that can ever disturb us. You understand? See, we are totally free of it. Ta-da! We're totally free of it. And what happens when we're totally free of it? We don't have to worry about locking the barn. We don't have to worry about the security checks at the airports. Because it just doesn't happen. We don't have to worry about what country we're going to make war with. Because it was the act of a country, perhaps, of people representing a country, but it was the acts of individuals. And we have to learn how to handle these things. We have to learn how to be master of them, not to be intimidated by them. Now, can you handle that? Can I handle that? We sure can. But we have to handle it one step at a time. If we are ever the cause of violence in the world, let's change that and not be the cause anymore. If we are ever the reason for confusion anywhere in the world, let's change that and not be the reason for confusion anywhere in the world. If we are ever the reason for unhappiness anywhere in the world. Now comes the hardest part for me to explain. It's tough. Now comes the hardest part. Now, listen closely. If you are number one, if you are the only person on the face of the earth, and you have created everything on the face of the earth, why are you creating violence? Why don't you just say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me because I'm the creator of the world? How about that? Why didn't Anita say, as she was putting the saddle on her horse and the blanket and so forth, all is in divine order, all is in divine order? Does she say that every single second of her life? No. So then she puts a foxtail on the horse's back and gets thrown to hell and gone. And she comes back and she says, what did I do wrong? And the horse says, look, lady, if you're going to ride me, use a little more intelligence. Not only shake the blanket out, but run your hand over it. If that is smooth like a baby's bottom, then it's ready to go on my back. But if there's any roughness there, or if there's any foxtails there, don't create a problem for yourself. So Anita says, but I'm the creator of my world. And the horse said, and I'm the creator of my world. You created me in your world working harmoniously with you when you work harmoniously with me. But when you don't work harmoniously with me, when you're careless, thoughtless, inconsiderate, picking up a foxtail off the ground, you know that you don't put a blanket on the ground. You put it on the fence. You put it across the fence before you put it on. You never take a chance of getting in. But even the fence might have slivers in it. You got to be very careful in everything you do, because that's your responsibility. That's your creation. And if we're responsible and creative with everything we do, with everything we say, everything we are, what a wonderful world we'll have. Now, is there war in Afghanistan or any other place in the world that I have no idea about? No. All is peace, and it began with us. It began with me. Take this for yourself. Public violence begets violence. Just know, public peace begets peace too. So immediately we create. Immediately we tell ourselves there is no public. There is only us. We are the creators of our world, and we create it good and very good. And as you do that, watch the miracles happen. Watch how wonderful everything is, and public violence need never be an issue in our life ever again. Well, now you just have a wonderful day, and I love you very much, and I will see you next time. This is Mr. Candle saying good night.